This is a continuation following recess of the North Dakota Public Service Commission hearing in a matter of Montana Dakota Utilities Co. Case number PU-10-164. Mr. Sanderson, follow up.
Yes, Your Honor. Just in regard to. Right at the break, Mr. Lean had asked a question about MDU's line marking plan and specifically the line marking map. Those are contained in Exhibit 3, page 6 is MDU's line marking plan, and the line marking map is contained in Exhibit 3, page 9. I just wanted to put that on for the record. But with that, I'd have no further questions for this witness.
All right. Mr. Armstrong, follow up?
None, Judge.
Mr. Lean, follow up?
None.
Thank you very much, Ms. Garvey. Anything further, Mr. Sanderson?
No further witnesses or evidence, Your Honor.
Mr. Armstrong, anything for the commission?
No, Your Honor.
All right. Is there anybody present who wishes to address the commission? Anybody? Anybody who has anything to say to the commission? All right, thank you very much. We'll continue with the closing comments from the commissioners. Commissioner Clark.
Well, thank you, Judge, and thanks again to everyone who is here today. These are always good opportunities to get out into the communities where these are always where the actual impacts are felt. And although we didn't have any testimony today, hopefully those of you who may have been sitting in were able to glean some information for your own use that might be of interest and may be able to take home. So again, thanks to you, thanks for to the applicant. We don't make decisions today at these types of hearings. Rather, we'll take the information that we've received and we'll schedule what's called a work session, which is an opportunity for the commission and our staff to talk amongst ourselves. And then from there we'll put this on as a voting item on a regular commission meeting, and the commission can take action on it at that point. But that's probably a few weeks away. So again, thank you for being here,
Commissioner Kramer.
Just the same, thank you to everybody. Thank you for not just for being here, but the applicants did an excellent job of in presenting the application. We appreciate that; it makes our job a lot easier. I was especially impressed with the nice, easy to follow status of letters and other permits and things that you needed. That's something that we often ask for later, but that having that status of all the other jurisdictions and where that is in the process is very helpful to us. So appreciate that, and the interest, of course, of the community is always appreciated. It's like I said earlier; it's why we are here. So. We look forward to it. It is a project with a little more interest than some. It was kind of occurred to me that this morning we had a hearing on the wind farm that will provide supply the energy that will be carried on this transmission line. That MDU is one of our investor-owned utilities, and so we have this other hat that we wear with regard to economic regulation and how these costs will be recovered is not unimportant to us, while not necessarily germane to the environmental siting of the line itself. But on top of that, there's yet another investment utility that's involved in all of this. So this is really quite a more than casually interesting case to the Public Service Commission of North Dakota. Thank you.
Anything further for the record, Mr. Sanderson?
Nothing further, Your Honor.
Mr. Armstrong, anything further for the record?
No, Judge.
Accordingly, North Dakota Public Service hearing in the matter of Montana Dakota Utilities Co. Case number PU-10-164 is closed, subject to the filing of late filed Exhibit 19. Thank you. Thank you all.